All right, we're on the road again. Good morning, ma'am. Stout Park, Stout, S-T-O-U-T, Mountain City, Tennessee. I was actually passing through here, and I saw a disc golf basket over my right shoulder. So I pulled up U-Disc, because I wasn't planning on stopping anywhere today. And figured I'd take a look, see what's up. So we're going to do 9 holes, which means this will be a 4-arm-only game. And it's 2,671 feet. I'm probably going to use Roadrunners for my forehands today. It's been a while since I used them. Alright, so confirm players, track penalties, create scorecard. We got to go to the back side of this building, apparently. Somebody's out here mowing. So see a basket. It's pink. We got a cool veterans memorial thing for their veterans here. Here we go. Ah, we're going to the wrong place. Gotta go over there. So God only knows what that basket is up there. It's probably 9. Some weird theater thing here, and apparently one is on the other side of this. So I don't think they have pads here. Okay, I see the basket. It's a nice little park, I'll give them that. I don't have my mic cord with me today, so I'll have to improvise. Need to kind of practice some forehands anyways. I'm only about an hour away from my target, so I don't want to do any strenuous practicing on this one, so we're just going to take it easy, take some throws. As usual, do 2 throws. Oh, we do have a concrete pad. I stand corrected. All right. The signs are crap. The pads are fantastic. And the basket is bright pink, so it ain't like you can miss this damn thing. All right, we're going to be throwing the Roadrunner only. So number one, remember to towel this time. I do not have my cart. I just brought my mini travel bag. So. All right, 195, 1 Roadrunner. I got a back wind and some trees. Oops, wait a minute. I got top shoe. Somebody hacking up a lung over here. All right, let's try this again. All right, we got a purple and a red one, so they're both the same rubber and all plastic. So. Hit the tree. Got to lower my height a little bit. That worked out a little better, but it doesn't count, of course. Okay, for putters, we're doing something a little different today. I'm using only the Berg. I was actually spent about an hour practicing with them. I need to pick up 2 more. So we'll be putting with the Berg today, regardless of distance. Got some water here, so we've got some rain recently. Anyways, we'll be putting with the Berg upshot. Ooh, that sucked. At least way too early. Let's have a glass right over here. I got 2 birds, so I can putt from both position A and position B. We were just throwing up from position A. That sounds gross. Position B. Bird. Ooh. bounced right off the basket. That was pretty. Put a little bit more oomph to that. A little jump there. That really don't want to fish it too. Position A, the one that counts to the score. Alright, easy enough. That's a three.
Still need to get a regular bag though.
We got a 3-on-1. Assuming I have to walk up this hill. So I get run over by a car.
You have to cross the main entrance.
Alright, so we do have concrete pads. Oh, 389, huh? We get a workout on this one, don't we? This one is down to the right. So we're just gonna try to get it to the base of the hill. All right. So the number two is 389. Purple Road Runner goes first. If you've played this before, which I doubt very seriously you have, you got two trees on the right here. And normally I would backhand this and go around them, but since it's a forehand only game, we're gonna try to cut these trees and get out to a fairway down there. A little bit of a right or left to right action here. Get through that tree. Oh, died out a little bit. Second throw. Wipe off the disc. Damn it. I set you all my towels and now I need my towel. Guess I should have grabbed two, right? Position B. That was better. That was a little more direct. I need to be a little bit more aggressive with it. We got some tall grass here. Assuming they're leaving it tall for a reason. Hopefully not because it's wet, because that's where one of my discs went. Nah, we're good. If I can't play it from its lie, I will take a penalty. Yeah, it's a little muddy, I can see why they're not mowing it. In position A, we nipped the tree, so it took some distance out. Not too bad, I guess. Could be worse. Second throw on two with purple. Again, these are road runners. Not bad. Good. This has a tendency to aggravate my arm, which it's. So I need to throw it more and learn how to throw it so it stops doing that. This would so be a backhand shot right here on position. B, but not today. Throw two, position B. Red Roadrunner. A little too much height. Stay out of the ditch. Oops. We might be on the edge. They got a real tiny creek ditch here, so it can be problematic. All right, let's find position A first. All right, throw three from position A. We'll use our bird this time. That was pretty. A little timid with it, so we would have been a little bit more aggressive if we would have gone in. And let's see if we're in the water or if we can throw this. Ooh, close. We can throw it though. Alright, bird. Forehand with a bird on two. This is three shot from position B. for both from position A and B. Nice little park. And a cool little playground area for the kiddos. Oh, wait a minute. I need to get a picture of me. Morning, west. Pick one for four. And second bird for four. Four position A and B. Alright, so let's go back over here. Make sure we're still recording. Alright, so, oh, it's a par four. Okay, cool. We part it. Alright. Alright, not quite sure where I'm going here. Three. Where's three? Where am I supposed to be going here? My GPS is not working. Alright, so there's two. Oh wow, we gotta walk right down this wall. Okay. This ought to prove interesting. This one. Alright, what am I doing here? Looks like, is that basket three over there? Yeah, there's basket. Man, that thing sits low to the ground. Yeah, that's three. Okay. But we have to throw from. Okay, this is weird. So two runs along this wall. It's a, when they build a road and they have to elevate the road and build it up, they have to kind of mound, build the dirt up. Well, they put this decorative wall. So you're actually walking along this wall to get to the next tee. You're not at the top of it, you're at the bottom. So, some wannabe graffiti artists out here with magic markers. Oh man. Ooh. Oh, this is a tough one. Ooh, you ain't careful here, you're gonna get in trouble. This is a cool one, I like this. So you're right up against the wall. This would be a backhand shot all damn day long. Jesus, I'm gonna have to do a really high forehand hyzer to make sure I get over in that fairway. Oh man. I'm gonna kind of spike this a little hard so it drives left on me. Because if it goes right, I'm losing this disc. So. You're throwing blind to the basket too, pretty much. 247. All right. This will prove interesting. First throw on three, 247, using a purple Roadrunner. I'm gonna do a hard hyzer forehand. I'm going really high to try to make sure we stay in that fairway. Hopefully there's nobody walking over there. Did exactly what I wanted it to do. I'm gonna hit a park bench because then we sit on it. Position B, I'm gonna do the same thing again. We're using the orange Roadrunner this time, first with purple. They're the exact same weight, so it doesn't really matter. Oh shit. The damn power line. Damn it. I was trying to get over it and we hit the power line. So we may have lost that one. Find out once we get over there, I guess. It looked like it dropped right in the middle. And I won't make a huge effort to look for it. Well, it's thin on this side. We might be able to get to it. I can't cross there, though. I gotta walk all the way around this mess. Apparently so. It's either that or troops through the nasty water. They could use a little bridge here, so you locals throw some concrete blocks in there and we'd be good to go. Alright, come on, I need a place to cross here. Thank God for waterproof shoes, right? Or water resistant. I can't say they're waterproof. Alright. Got a have to walk all the way, pretty much all the way back to 2 to cross over without jumping the ditch. And I'm not in the mood to jump the ditch today. Looks like there's some clouds rolling in. Guy and his either daughter or granddaughter over there fishing. So building some cool memories. Got some geese out here making some racket. 3 is like, it's so overgrown and so sunk into the ground. The basket is almost level with the green. All right, now we go find my disc because I'm not making a big effort to look for it. So I've got a couple more roadrunners, so. But I popped that power line and landed right in the middle of that crap. All right, let's find purple first. All right, purple, where are you at? Oh, he's over by the bench. Okay, I got him. Damn, I was trying to throw that high too, shoot. I mean, it hit it and it put the brakes on it. All right, now we gonna luck out and find you, or am I gonna have to leave you behind? I'm not really that attached to that particular disc. It's not one of my newer ones, I don't think. So, no, it's not the new ones in here. All right, how about it? We'll keep going. And I'll come back and make a half-butt effort when we're done. So. All right, so. I think I got my other order. Yeah, I got another one. All right, bird, second throw from position A. So. Ooh, drop in there. So, all right, position A is the one that counts anyways. We're gonna get a 3. We're right next to the basket. So, I'll put on a long sleeve shirt before I go looking for that one. Alright, so we got water that could come in play if we screw up. We got a walker, we're gonna let him pass. Alright, we have 2 roadrunners because I do have another one on me. So we got a, ironically, a purple and a red one again. So the red one's pretty new, though. Alright, so we got a 3-on-3. Because it was position A, that was good. It was position B, I lost. So number 4 is 277.
Forehand roadrunner. This would also be a backhand normally.
We got some people walking by here. I'm gonna let them clear first. They're in serious need of a trash pickup here. This little pond looks like horse garbage. This trail cuts right in front of this basket, and if I get lucky and hit this right, I could potentially pop this lady, so I'm gonna wait for the pass just to be on the safe side. We got a right to left crosswind, so I'm gonna hyzer this a little bit, try to get it to dig. It potentially could roll and roll back into the water, but hopefully it won't do that. So here we go. Throw 1-on-4, 277, right to left crosswind, big pond on the right. tread, got down the fairway, stayed to the left, hyzering this a little bit so it doesn't pull hard right on me. So this is a newer one, so I have a tendency it's probably going to pull a little harder than the worn out one I just threw. So second throw, Roadrunner. Oh, nice throw on that second one. Got a ton of distance out of that second one. Get some hyzer flippy shit going on there. Alright. Very happy with both of those. We nipped a few trees along the way, but I tried to snap it with a little power to push through them, and they both pushed through fairly well. The second one was far better than the first one. A water landing from the Canadian geese back there. Alright, second throw from position A. And we're under the basket, so nice and safe. I do have a matrix with me, but I'm not throwing it today. Oh damn, that second one was pretty. Alright, let's see if we can't bird out from position B. Second throw, position B. Bird. Oh, too high. Off the top of the basket. A little too tossy. Gotta stop doing that. Oops, not gonna drop you guys. It's the sound of three from position A, which counts to the four. Trying to figure out from B. Quite a gimme, but I don't like the bird against the wind, but we got threes on both positions. Okay, we got a three, four, 320. That second drive, it was 277. If the footage on the basket is correct, then that means that drive was about 240 with a forehand at Roadrunner. I have no idea where the basket is. I'm on the pad, but oh well, at least you can read the sign on this one. 320, our sign says 254. Alright, so we have to go left, which kind of sucks because I'm not throwing backhand, and this is definitely a backhand shot. So, alright, forehand Roadrunners, here we go. I'm going to hyzer this, try to get some left out of it, try to stay off the path. So, first throw on five, before Roadrunner. The older of the two. Okay, we are not OB, we're out of the path. Second Roadrunner is the newer one. Oh, we're in bounds on both. Man, that second one is giving me some crazy distance. I'm giving them a lot of height, and I'm hyzering them. For those tuning in, that means I'm giving it a lot of left. Because if I throw this straight and flat, this thing would twist right on me. So, not super bad, not for a Roadrunner, but it will. I have no idea where this basket is. It says it's to the left. Oh, there it is. Oh, right by the path, okay. Well, that sucks. Damn, we could go in that damn ditch. Shoot. It's clearly his daughter. So. Got there, seriously. Oh, that's grandpa. That's it. Alright, Berg, second throw. I'm gonna have to hyzer this and go low, try to skip it off the sidewalk. I don't know if Berg would do this or not. Alright, we're in the grass, so we're in OB. We popped the tree, but we're OB. Or we're not OB, I'm sorry. We me at the trail, but jumped off of it. The second shot was much better. It gave me a much better look at the basket. This is really close to this trail. Second throw from position B. Is this B or A?
B.
Okay. I'm going to try to hide this a little bit so don't go in that ditch. Okay, not close enough, so we probably won't three out position B. But we got to throw around a telephone pole. Alright, at least we didn't go in the ditch, it's a plus. Alright, trying to three out on B. Nice putt, but I almost spit out the back. Alright, so we're good. That's from about 15 feet, so pretty putt. Right, trying to par out from position A. That's a little weak, but both of them are in threes. Before I go walking too far, let me make sure. That's a par four. Oh wow, we just got a bird, people. All right, we're going here. We gotta go up over here. We gotta go over the bridge. Is that what this is telling me? No, that can't be right. No, we don't. Okay, all right, we gotta go back down the trail. Okay. So if you're throwing 2-5, when you turn the corner and you're done, you turn around and walk straight back the way you came up the path and just keep walking straight. It's a nice little course. People online were giving like a 3-5 or 3-2 on the average. It's accurate. I agree with that rating. A little muddy today, so. This was August 2023, towards the end of the month, so I don't know what the rain season's like, but they're getting some here. 385. I have no idea where the basket is. We don't want to go big right, because we can potentially run into the lake, especially with the distance I'm getting on these things. We'll try to go down the left side, keep it in the fairway. Purple Roadrunner, forehand, first shot on 6. 385. Caught some trees. Got out to the trailer. Alright, got a Tom shoe. Again, it's the only thing I don't like about the shoes. I can't untie them. Alright, throw 2 for Roadrunner. This is the newer one. Nice and straight and down the fairway. Man, that thing flies nice. Wow. So, arm feels good. I must be doing something right because I'm not aggravating my arm. When I throw the Leopard, Sidewinder, Beast, Mamba, let's see the other one I throw with this forehand. Or I have thrown with it just to see what I can do with it. the Roadrunner is the only one that likes to aggravate my right shoulder. And I know it's bad form, but we're doing good today, so must be doing something right. I still don't know where this basket is. So, oh, there it is. Okay, tucked behind a tree. Okay. Right, we're going to do another high hyzer bomb. Try to get it close. So, throw 2 on 6. If I tank this, it could end up in that damn water. So throw 2 on 6 with position A. Drive through there. Ooh, got a nice roll. Ooh, that might work. Got a really nice roll out of that. We're gonna have to go bigger with the hyzer this time again. These are forehand hyzer, big bombing hyzer. Don't use my forehand. But I'm further down the course and to the left. So it puts more in the trees in the play. So we're gonna have to go much higher. Much higher? I guess that's a fitting word, right? Much higher. And I'm gonna hyzer a mess out of it, get the drive down in. I'm actually doing a short run up on this, so first throw position B. Ooh, I just tanked that one. I screwed that one all up. Almost like I, halfway through my arm movement, I decided I wanted to throw a grenade, so just a horrible throw. Trying too hard. Throw three on B. I'm gonna go forehand with a bird. We're still a really good distance away because I didn't clear that first tree. And we're under the basket. I had to kind of fish around a second tree here. We'll get a four on position B. Wait a minute, one, two, three, yeah, okay, four, okay. All right, so two, all right. I'm trying to get a three on position A. Again, position A counts this four. Position B does not. We got it, beautiful putt. Well done, Norton. One, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, nine, 10, 12, 13, 14 paces. Sunk it with Berg. So we got a three, position A, we got a four, position B, so three is what we get. Cool, I'll take it. All right, so four, that was six, right? Let's double check. Yes, six. Baskets are numbered, thank God. That's a four, so we got another birdie. Great course to practice forehands on. All right, I see a basket down there, but I don't see a pad. So where's my pad? I'm gonna go to my left, apparently. They have some exercise equipment in the weirdest ass places here. They've literally got it, like, normally they put it, like, in a little area, like you do with playgrounds and stuff. This one they've got, like, out in the middle of the field. All right, Mr. Geese, what are y'all up to? Y'all don't have no babies, do you? I don't want to aggravate. I'll skip it if there's babies, because I don't want to aggravate the babies. The adults I care less about. They're a bunch of bastards. Ninety-9% of the time, Canadian goose are not an issue. But you get one with an attitude, and that's a pain in the ass bird, almost as bad as the damn sandhill crane. All right, so what are we doing here? All right, so we got a, oh, wait a minute, we haven't scored seven yet. We're on seven. 268. First row. We're going to use the purple because I'm not throwing as good with the purple, so it will be going first until I do better with it. It's an older disc, so it doesn't really surprise me. All right, 268 on seven, forehand, purple Roadrunner. I'm not doing a high hyzer, I'm doing more of a direct line. If it flexes back, that'd be good, but I don't think it's going to. Nope, it stayed left, a little too hard. We're gonna go a little more right this time. I'll try the same type of line of attack, so to speak. A little more height. Ooh, it flexed back, but we caught the tree. It was coming back nice. I mean, what's weird is when it started to come back, it started to come back really sharp like my eagles do. But fortunately, a big tree. Bunch of leaves got in the way. This is what it is. Geese have moved over to the side, so we're not aggravating them guys and gals or whatever they are. It's amazing how much a newer disc, just when you start, when your beginnings, I'm in the beginning of getting my form right. And when you do, it's amazing how well these things fly. So, all right, second throw, position B, bird on seven. Jackie Chan style putt. 3. All right, position A, which counts as scoring. Not quite so much a jacket can, more of like a Heiser driving shot. I'm kind of crouched. I'll try to avoid the ceiling. Beautiful, right under the basket. Easy 3. Cool. Easy 3 on both accounts, really. 3 on 7, it is a 3. So pretty easy course. It's a great course to work on your game. If it parks, they're out here mowing it for taking great care of it. So if you're local, it might not be a tournament level course, but it's still a nice course. A lot of people trying to come back and got some practice in. Number 8. You kind of need this the first time you play it, but after that, don't worry about it. You won't need it. All right, this is pretty much wide open. We're probably gonna treat the line of attack on this the same way I did the other two. Put some hyzer to it, and I just kind of go more right and then go after the basket. So, I'm gonna use the right of the disc to fight the left and hopefully drive into it, since I can't do a backhand. Morning again.
Yeah. Have a good game.
All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, bird one over. 303 on 8, headwind. First throw on 8 with purple. Now the grass is too high, we're gonna have to be willing to hide up. There we go. That's what I'm supposed to do. Alright, so headwind with the roadrunner, I need to get my arm up. I was a little too low, so it put more of an aggressiveness to the disc so it wouldn't come back, but this time. Same aggressive snap, except I gave it more height. And we got a ton more distance out of it. Arm feels great. The grass is too high here and muddy underneath, so when they hit the ground, they stick. All right, so position A. Counts the score. Choose the yellow bird. We're gonna do a hyzer approach shot here. Just practicing this yesterday with the bird, so let's see if I learned anything. Right under the basket, I would say I learned something. Literally, I was practicing this exact distance yesterday, 120, hyzer drop with the bird. This is almost picturesque of what I was practicing for about an hour yesterday. All right, so position B, which was much better throw. We are going after a putt style. 8, second throw with position B. Nah, a little too tossy. So I wasn't putting, I was tossing. So that sucked, weasels. Position A will be an easy drop in 3. That's what that is. Or another 3. Oh my god, what a view. Holy crap. Got this big mountain behind me on 8. Picture that. Wow, that's pretty. Holy crap. Nice view out here. Alright, what are we doing here? 3 on 8. I'm gonna go back this way. Mm. Oh, okay. So the basket I saw when I parked is 18. Or 9, excuse me. When you go in here, there's an 18 option. I guess you just play these things twice or something. Who knows? So, I didn't go look at it to see what the throwing order is, but I'm not here to do 18. I'm going to have enough of disc golf this afternoon, tomorrow, and Sunday. So I'm definitely not going to overdo it. Oh, wait, there's 9, but where's my basket? Am I walking past it? No, I got to go this way. Hang on. 286. Where the hell's this at? Where the hell is this at? Alright, so here's the basket behind me. So, it's out here somewhere. Where the hell is this basket? Or, I mean, pad, I'm sorry. I know where the basket is. I'm just trying to find the pad. Feels extremely mushy. Let's get out of this mess. Ooh. Oh, damn it. Deep enough to get over the edge of the socks. Where the hell is this pad? Alright, so the building is in front of us. The basket is to our left, so the pad is out to the right somewhere. Thank God I got extra shoes, right? So, these things dry out quick, though. Still have your life out. They're called tar mats. So. 9 is kind of a pain in the butt to find. Oh, I got it. Okay. So it's right by the parking area. So there's a little tiny building here. I don't know if it's restrooms or not. Let's take a look. Now it's just some kind of maybe a shack where you buy crap when they have festivals or something. All right, so we got the pad. 286. Again, forehand Roadrunners. We're going to do purple first. First throw on 9, 280. Ooh, saw a splash of water when that hit the ground. Alright. First throw position B, Roadrunner, forehand. Nice roll towards the basket. Got a potential bird looking too. I gave it same aggressive throw, except I gave it more height. It's newer, so it comes back. So clearly, this purple one, I need to get rid of it. Because I gave it the same height, it just wouldn't come back. So. And the orange one I lost earlier is even older than this purple one. So. But they still serve their purpose. When you're stuck inside of a tree line or and you need to like do a thumb route or you get in some of that thick woods in North Carolina and you want to damage a disc, keep a couple old ones on you. All right, position A, this counts to the score, which was the crappier of the throws. Second throw on 9. Easy 3. Beater. Real mushy part of the field, so be careful. I'm gonna pull these shoes off when I get to the car, put the flip-flops on. Man, that second throw was nice. Alright, let's go ahead and 3 out on A since it counts the score. As long as I don't screw it up. Out the back. So we got a 4. Damn it. We almost made it through without one. I caught the edge, so that sucked. All right, let's see if we can't birdie the position B here. Throw two on position B. Nope. Changed and bounced out almost identical, except one hit the left, right side went out, one hit the left side went out. Four from A, which counts to the score. The three. But. Alright. So we got a negative one. Alright, I'll take it. Forehand only game. We'll say fair, we ain't gonna say good. You're still mowing. Three. There's really no big shot variety here. So two areas. Three signage. One, can't give it a zero because there is some signage. Amenities, typical park, scenery. Not bad. We won't tank everything. All right. I agree with a three. I don't think I'll give it much more than that. Accuracy of the course is good. All right. Cool beans. All right. Forehand only practice game. Using road runners and putting only with bergs and doing my upshots only with bergs. I ain't bothering with weight classes on the disc because both bergs weigh the same thing. They're like 560 grams, and the Roadrunner are the same weight. They're like 1700 grams, so they're pretty light. Ralph Stout Park, 9 holes, forehand only. It's a fun game. I liked it. I liked this course. I'm glad I stopped. I'm gonna change my shoes out after I go make a half butt effort to find that disc. I'm not gonna waste a lot of time doing it. And it was a good day. So if you're passing through, you want a quick, easy game, or you're practicing your forehand and your local, this is definitely a course for you. So it's a good one. I liked it, had fun, and kudos to Mountain City for actually having a decent little course in a small park. So, all right, guys, y'all know the routine, guys and gals. Y'all know the routine. I know people get bent out of shape these days. Great little course, and as always, good throw, bad throw. Good putt, bad putt. Cloudy day, not cloudy day. It's a little cloudy today. Get out and play. The more you play, the better you get. Love you. And we shall talk again soon. I'm out. JT, Platinum Jones Services, are out of here, but we shall return with another golf soon. And there will be a special session on this specific date later on after I get some practice in. So it'll probably post long before this one does. See y'all soon. Love you. Bye.